Rube, bit of footy news around. Now, I'll start with Port Adelaide. A couple of big announcements here. Ken Hinckley, I believe, now he's been linked to Gold Coast. We know that's been rumoured about for a week or two.
Well, yeah, exactly right. Yep.
I'm led to believe it is now a firm 5-year offer on the table.
Do you think he's got the offer or they're about to give it to him?
Yes, I believe so. This is what I've been told from someone down at the club, that he's been given this 5-year offer and he's now contemplating his future. So it's more than just a rumour that Gold Coast want him.
5-year offer, Dits, is as long as it gets in football for a coach. Right? Ross Lyon to get courted over to Fremantle signed a 5-year deal. Terry Wallace had 1 year ago. They don't do it very often at all. So if they've offered 5 years, I would say it would have to be around the 600,000 mark. It's only a guess. It's purely a guess. So it's a $3 million offer.
So the thing is, that club needs stability. So maybe that's why it's 5 years. That club's underperformed for a long, long time.
And they've said they want an experienced coach.
That's right.
With runs on the board.
Now, I know for a fact Stuart Dew has been interviewed for that same job, but he's been interviewed for all jobs in recent years.
But they've said they don't want an untried coach. That's the mail getting around up there.
Now, Port Adelaide's best result is that Ken Hinckley stays. I think they're on the verge of doing something great. I really do. You can laugh if you like, but I think they've got a good young squad.
He's modelled that.
So the best result would be to stay. However, he's only got 1 year to go at Port Adelaide, as opposed to being offered 5 years stability somewhere.
But they have said that they'll look at it over the summer. So if you looked at that, they'd probably say, well, you got 1 year to go. Maybe we'll give an extra year, so you got a 2-year deal. Mm. Or maybe I would think at the outside you'd give an extra two. But that's a 3-year deal. Mm. I reckon Koshy would prefer to keep him on the edge and keep him with a 2-year deal. Mm-hmm. So you got a 5-year deal for, let's just say, around $3 million up against a, let's say, a 2-year deal, maybe for about $1 million. Mm-hmm. That's the decision that Hinckley would have to make if he was contemplating.
Now, let's say offer. Worst case scenario, Port loses its coach, right? Who then?
Do you think the person who told you? Do you think there's any chance of Hinckley taking this offer?
I do, as a matter of fact. I think there is a big chance.
That's what they said.
It's a lot closer than what it was a week ago. I think it's now serious.
What happened in the game?
No. But because of the offer,
safety for the family, all that sort of stuff, financial security.
Yep.
So you reckon he might not be coaching next year at Port Adelaide?
There's a big chance now, from what I'm led to
bigger
believe.
Bigger than 50-50?
I think so.
Bigger than 50-50 is a big call, Dits.
Mm. Well, that's only my view. I don't know for sure. Just putting two and two together from what I've been told from different places. Now, I just wanted to say to you, Roo, if he's not coaching next year at Port Adelaide, who coaches them? Now, this is only my little 2 cents worth. I'm not saying this person hasn't been approached, but I would like to see them. Again, this is hypothetical because Ken Hinckley hasn't left yet. Josh Franco, I reckon, has done the apprenticeship at Sydney, which has been very successful.
Very highly regarded.
He's highly regarded. And he's as tough as anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't pull any punches at all.
Certainly doesn't. He played with a lot of grunt in him, that's for sure.
As I say, that's only my little suggestion. I'm not saying he will coach them, and we don't know. And at
reckon
the moment,
you'd get him out of Sydney?
For that job you would, definitely.
For a head coaching role.
And he doesn't like living in Sydney.
Yep. All the talk is he's highly respected.
Yeah. And has been in a good system, hasn't he?
Yep, absolutely he's been
in a good
system.
All right, now moving on. Port Adelaide has lost its major sponsor.
Yeah, I hadn't heard this.
Renault.
It's not in the paper at all either. No. They finish up in October.
Yeah, Renault after 5 years, which has been fantastic.
And that's their number one sponsor, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got another joint major, which is the Oak Milk, but Renault's been their big sponsor. So
that's a multi-million dollar deal, though.
Yeah, they're ending their relationship after 5 years. Do you know the upside? Now, you would know figures with Toyota, obviously, at the Crows.
Yep.
The upside, they've sold 500 cars to Port people in that time.
Yep.
That's pretty good, I reckon. That's a good relationship.
Yeah.
Their car sales in Australia have gone up 60% in this time.
Yep.
So you'd have to
say... Why are they shutting it down for? Why don't they keep going then?
No idea. But anyway, Port Adelaide are on the lookout for a major sponsor.
Oh, well, they're certainly a lot more attractive, club than they were 5 years ago. I think that's fair to say, Dits. They've had some success. They've got a lot of eyeballs on them. Adelaide Oval's fantastic. Hopefully, for Port Adelaide's sake, and you got a bloke like Koshy who knows all the people in Sydney, I think they'll find a big fish.
And I, again, only my opinion, from what you hear around the traps, Jackson Trengove will play at the Western Bulldogs, definitely.
Well, he's basically said that on here.
Oh, did he?
I think he might have said that.
So a fair bit of Port Adelaide. Now, just quickly, Jake Lever, Damien Barrett, our big newsbreaker on Triple M, said this on the Channel 9 footy show last night.
It leaves Jake Lever. Melbourne is now absolutely primarily placed for him. They actually feel they've got him. In some respects, though, it's game on. With those other clubs missing out on Kelly and Martin, they're going to rejig their offers
for Lever. Well, North have got it 1.5 at least because they offered that to
Dusty.
Dusty. Christian, would you like to have Jake Lever off the halfback flank?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind him on my team, but at the moment, I don't think he'd be worrying about getting traded.
Spot on. He'd be worried about winning a flag.
Oh, he would be for sure. But Damien Barrett are very strong there that Melbourne is the place.
Yeah, well, Melbourne's the place, but he's also strong on saying that the other clubs that missed out on Josh Kelly and Dusty Martin might be reshaping their
Melbourne,
offers,
yeah.
Putting more money to him. So he's in a good spot there if he wants to leave. But, you know, that's the world we live in now with free agency.